ओम अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। वेदांत सार शुकमुनि वाक्य श्रीमद् भागवत सेवन कैंटो चैप्टर 13 टेक्स्ट 45 सॉरी 44 आई एम सॉरी 44 आत्मानुभूतौ तां मायां जुहुया सत्यदृक् मुनि ततो निरीहो विरमेश स्वानुभूत्यात्मनि स्थित। ट्रांसलेशन: अ लर्नेड थॉटफुल पर्सन मस्ट रियलाइज दैट मटेरियल एग्जिस्टेंस इज इल्यूजन। दिस इज पॉसिबल ओनली बाय सेल्फ रियलाइजेशन। A self-realized person who has actually seen the truth should retire from all material activities, being situated in self-realization. Purport: by an analytical study of the entire constitution of body, one can surely come to the conclusion that the soul is different from all the body's material constituents, such as earth, water, fire, and air. Thus, the difference between the body and soul can be realized by a person who is thoughtful, Manishi or Muni. And after this realization of the individual spirit soul, one can very easily understand the Supreme Spirit Soul. If one thus realizes that the individual soul is subordinate to the Supreme Spirit Soul, he achieves self-realization. So Prabhupada here says that first thing is to realize soul as different from body, is one's own self-consciousness. And then after that, second step is to realize the Supreme Soul. Without realizing one's own nature, one can't realize the Supreme Soul. As explained in the 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, there are two souls within the body. The body is called Kshetra, and there are two Kshetrajnas, or occupants of the body, namely the Super Soul, Paramatma, and the individual soul. The Super Soul and the individual soul are like two birds sitting on the same tree. That is material body. One bird, the individual forgetful bird, is eating the fruit of the tree, not caring for the instructions of the other bird, which is only a witness to the activities of the first bird, who is his friend. When the forgetful bird comes to understand the supreme friend, who is always with him, and trying to give him guidance in different bodies, he takes shelter at the lotus feet of the Supreme Bird. As explained in the yoga process, dhyana vastita tad gatena manasa pashyanti yam yogina. One who actually becomes a perfect yogi, by meditation, he can see the Supreme Friend and surrender unto him. This is the beginning of bhakti yoga, or actual life in Krishna consciousness. It's very important. This is the beginning of bhakti yoga. Passage of Srimad Bhagavatam: the behavior of a perfected person who has perfected or whose sadhana has become ripened, how he behaves, his character is described. I remember when I was very young, before getting to know about Krishna consciousness, we used to read a lot of literature. There was one very famous writer, and those who are from Marathi background will remember, Pula Deshpande. So he had written a drama, Tuja Ahe Tuja Paashi, one particular drama. In that drama, one person asks an elderly man, who is like a hero there, that who is Sita Pragya? Because he somehow or other, this fellow was his driver, and he ends up meeting some Gandhi's follower, and he hears about Sita Pragya, Bhagavad Gita. So he asks this person, who is Sita Pragya? So he said, come out, I'll show you. You see this donkey? He's eating peel of mango and rotten cloth with the same taste. That is Sita Pragya. So although he made a joke on Sita Pragya, but there is a point there. The third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam says, Yastu buddhi param gata, yastu andhatavam loke, yastu buddhi param gata. Two kinds of people behave similarly. One is mudatamam loke, most muda, most in mode of ignorance. He, and yastu buddhi param gata, and who has transcended all the modes. Both of them enjoy, you know, say, Bhagavatam Shloka says, in their own way. People who are in between, they are suffering. You know, I don't remember now the next line of the shloka. What is that? Anybody remembers? Abho sukham udete next klishanti atyantara jana. Those who are in between these two, they suffer. These two guys, yastu muda tamam loke, yastu buddhi param gata. So here sometime, this joke of Pula Deshpande, you know, although it's a joke and he's trying to belittle, you know, Gandhian life of, you know, in the ashram and, you know, many jokes he had made. It's a very funny drama. But the point is that Mudatamam Loke and Buddhi Param Gata, those who are in a dark, most lowest mode of ignorance, and those who have transcended everything, their behavior appears to be same. Like that's why when Jadabharat was caught by Rahugan, he looked like a, you know, idiotic person walking like a madman with a nice body. So he can carry Rahugana's soldiers. They thought he's a good man to carry our master. Because he looked like a complete, you know, third-rate person who had no proper conscience or no proper behavior, uncivilized behavior. We can call it uncivilized. So, same with when he was, who's that? Rishabhdev was walking. Even when Shukadev Goswami, when he was walking, he walked to the assembly of Maharaj Parikshit. You know, he was surrounded by all these street urchins, you know, they're making fun of him. Because he was walking like a madman. So that's a kind of a symptom. Of course, there's a big difference between the two, between the most ignorant and most enlightened. Behavior may be same, but there is a big difference. Nonetheless, this is what every practitioner of spiritual life, whether he is in a yoga or jnana or a bhakti, they aspire to become, to come to that level. We can see one Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He sang, Kabhu kabhu gauravane suradhani tate saradeho haradeha krishna bole, saradeho krishna bole, ami kadiya vairaivo deha sukha chadi nanalata tarutale. So when that day will be mine, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is singing, that when I will be on the banks of river Saraswati, the Jalangi, and in the woods of Gauravan, that's in Mayapur. My whole body chanting name of Krishna. I'm crying like a madman. Ami kadiya vairaivo. Deha sukha chadi, giving up all the pleasures, all the comforts of life, comforts of the body. నన్న లతా తరుగుతాయి ఇన్ డిఫరెంట్ అండర్ డిఫరెంట్ ట్రీస్ లివింగ్ అండర్ డిఫరెంట్ ట్రీస్ స్వపచ్చ గుహెల్తే మాగియా ఖైబో పిపో సరస్వతి జోల్ ఐ విల్ గో ఇన్ ద హౌసెస్ ఇన్ ద హౌస్ ఆఫ్ షోప షోపజ్ మీన్స్ డాగ్ ఈటర్ ఇన్ ద హౌస్ ఆఫ్ అ డాగ్ ఈటర్ ఐ విల్ బేక్ వెన్ దట్ డే విల్ బి మైన్ హీస్ ఆస్కింగ్ ఫర్ దట్ డే వెన్ యూ కెన్ ఈట్ ఇన్ ద హౌస్ ఆఫ్ అ డాగ్ ఈటర్ బేక్ ఫ్రమ్ డాగ్ ఈటర్స్ హౌస్ సమ్ ఫుడ్ అండ్ డ్రింక్ వాటర్ ఆఫ్ రివర్ సరస్వతి వైష్ణవ చరణే గడాగడి దివో ధరి అవధూత వేష్ టేకింగ్ అవధూత వేష్ మీన్స్ ప్రాక్టికలీ నేకెడ్ హ్యావింగ్ లిటిల్ కోపిన్ వాకింగ్ లైక్ జస్ట్ లైక్ అవర్ నారద ముని ఇస్ డిస్క్రైబింగ్ హియర్ టు మహారాజ్ యుధిష్ఠిర్ హౌ ద పర్సన్ ఇన్ దట్ స్టేజ్ అవధూత స్టేజ్ సన్యాస్ స్టేజ్ యు నో హీస్ వాకింగ్ హీ హౌ హీ బిహేవ్స్ హౌ హీ డ్రెస్సెస్ హౌ హీ ఈట్స్ హౌ హీ కండక్ట్స్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ దిస్ ఇస్ డిస్క్రిప్షన్ ఆఫ్ అండ్ యూ కెన్ సీ భక్తి వినోద్ ఠాకూర్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ద గ్రేట్ ఆచార్యస్ దిస్ ఇస్ లాలసామి ప్రార్థన దెర్ ఆర్ త్రీ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ ప్రేయర్స్ రూప గోస్వామి హెస్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ సంప్రార్థనాత్మిక దైనబోధిని అండ్ లాలసామి దిస్ ఇస్ లాలసామి మీన్స్ వన్స్ డిజైర్ టు బి హ్యావ్ సంథింగ్ టు బీ సంథింగ్ ఇట్స్ కాల్ లాలసామి సో భక్తి వినోద్ ఠాకూర్స్ లాలసామి ప్రార్థన హీఈస్ డిజైరింగ్ హీఈస్ క్రేవింగ్ టు బికమ్ అవధూత్ టు బికమ్ అ మ్యాడ్ మ్యాన్ ఇన్ ద ఫారెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ మాయాపూర్ ఆన్ ద బ్యాంక్స్ ఆఫ్ మదర్ సరస్వతి అండ్ యూ కెన్ సీ లైక్ దాట్ ద మెనీ వైష్ణవాస్ హ్యావ్ ప్రేడ్ లైక్ దాట్ బట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ సంథింగ్ విచ్ ఈస్ ఆర్టిఫిషియల్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ సంథింగ్ విచ్ ఈస్ మెడ్ బిలీవ్ యునో పుట్ అప్ అ షో యునో ఇన్ వైది భక్తి వెన్ వీ పర్ఫార్మ్ ఎస్ వీ పుష్ అవర్ సెల్స్ సమ్టైమ్స్ యూ డోంట్ లైక్ సర్టన్ థింగ్స్ ఆర్ వీ డోంట్ ఫీల్ లైక్ డూయింగ్ బట్ వీ స్టిల్ డూ ఇట్ బికాస్ దట్ ప్యూరిఫైస్ అవర్ హార్ట్ వైది భక్తి ఈజ్ వెన్ వీ ఆర్ వీ బై అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ఫియర్ ఆర్ రిస్పెక్ట్ ఫర్ స్క్రిప్చర్స్ వీ పర్ఫార్మ్ సర్టన్ యాక్ట్స్ బిలీవింగ్ దెమ్ టు బి బెనిఫిషియల్ బిలీవింగ్ దెమ్ టు బి ప్యూరిఫైయింగ్ నాట్ నెసెసర్లీ వీ హ్యావ్ టేస్ట్ ఫర్ ఇట్ నాట్ నెసెసర్లీ వీ హ్యావ్ లాంగింగ్ ఫర్ ఇట్ బట్ వీ డూ ఇట్ ఇట్స్ అ డిసిప్లిన్ విచ్ సపోజ్ టు హెల్ప్ అస్ సో ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ సంథింగ్ లైక్ దాట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ సంథింగ్ విచ్ కెన్ బి ఇమిటేటెడ్ ఐ డోంట్ నో హౌ ఇట్ హ్యాపన్స్ విత్ ద జ్ఞానీస్ ఆర్ యోగీస్ హౌ దేర్ మైండ్ యు నో గెట్స్ అబ్జార్బ్డ్ ఇన్ వాట్ ఎగ్జాక్ట్లీ ఐ నాట్ రియలీ సో వెల్ రెడ్ బట్ ఫార్ వైష్ణవాస్ ఫార్ భక్తి యోగీస్ వెరీ లాంగ్ డిస్క్రిప్షన్స్ ఆర్ గివన్ ఎస్పెషలీ బై అవర్ ఆచార్యస్ విశ్వనాథ్ చక్రవర్తి ఠాకూర్ హీ డిస్క్రైబ్స్ ఇట్ యాజ్ వెన్ వన్ రీచెస్ స్టేజ్ ఆఫ్ ఆసక్తి అండ్ భావ విచ్ ఈస్ వెరీ డిఫికల్ట్ విచ్ ఈస్ నాట్ వెరీ ఈజీ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ సింప్లీ ఫీలింగ్ ఆఫ్ సమ్టైమ్స్ సమ్ యు నో ఫీలింగ్ ఆఫ్ సమ్ ఇమోషన్ టువర్డ్స్ కృష్ణ ఆర్ సమ్టైమ్ యు నో సమ్బడీ సమ్ సిమ్టమ్స్ ఆఫ్ సాత్విక్ వికార్ మే కమ్ లైక్ యువర్ హెయిర్ మే స్టాండ్ ఆన్ యువర్ ఎండ్స్ by doing the kirtan or hearing some nice or remembering something about Krishna. It may happen to many devotees. It is not necessarily bhava. Bhava means Rupa Goswami defined bhava as shuddha sato visheshatma prema suryamshu samya bhag ruchi vichittam asrunyo krudaso bhava uchyate. Bhava bhakti is that shuddha sato visheshatma. One has to be on the platform of shuddha sattva. Prema suryamshu samya bhag. It's like before sun, Arun appears, you see that reddish color on the eastern horizon. Similarly, before prema comes, the bhava appears. And ruchi vichittam asrunyo. And because of the taste for Krishna's name, Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's qualities, that taste melts the heart like a butter. When it melts the heart, that is bhava, that is called bhava bhakti. So on that stage, how a person behaves, it's very detailed description has been given by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And there also he describes that when somebody has that king of Bhakt Bhava rising in his heart, people start thinking of him as a madman. You know, they think he's a forgetful, cranky, you know, crazy man. You know, they live in a different, because he lives in a different world. His world is not a world as we see it. His mind is so absorbed in Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's thoughts, that he's forgetful of outside world. That world doesn't exist in his consciousness. So his activities are very uncommon or not proper, not civilized. It happens also for the people who are in different world. Even in the material world, we see that sometimes thinkers or scientists, they are in their thought process somewhere else, you know, and they are doing some external activities out of habit, but not knowing what they were doing. You know, there are many instances. I heard of Einstein that he was sitting and, you know, he was probably, I think his baby or somebody was swinging her and his mind was absorbed in some thoughts and he completely forgot, and the whole room was closed and there was fire was burning, and slowly the oxygen supply went down, and fortunately some other friend came and, you know, he was trying to knock the door, nobody's opening, so then he broke open the door, otherwise he and his baby would have been dead. His mind went somewhere else, he forgot what he was doing, you know, and completely forgetful of the situation. Or sometime even the elderly people, they become little old, 80, 75, 80, and they start to live in a different world. They think that they are still in the school, or what they were doing before, and they want to go to school. Like, we have one very nice old gentleman, a very big donor also in Calcutta. So some other, now he's thinking of his, you know, medical, he was a doctor. So every day in the morning he says, oh, I have to go to the school, you know, in America they call school, college. And, you know, I have to write my exam. He thinks like that. He's very old, then he says, his friend, if I don't write exam, how will I get job? And how will I earn money? How will I maintain my family? I have to earn money, I must write my exam. Every day, he's living in the world of, you know, 50 years back. His mind is there. So for him, the world exists, what was 50 years back, not today's world. When we meet him, sir, today is summer vacation. Now it's summer vacation. No school for you. Okay, are you sure? Nobody will chastise me? He says, yes, nobody will. So then he's peaceful. Next day again. So today there's a school. I have to go. I must go. So like that, you know, his mind, he's living in a different world. His mind is absorbed 50 years back. So his mind is there. His consciousness is there. So he lives in that world. So similarly, devotee or a sage of bhava or prema lives in a different world. Stavar jangam na dekhe, dekhe tar murti, sarvatra hoy tar ishtadeva spurti. This particular verse which Mahaprabhu used to describe the symptom of Mahabhagavat. Arivan Bhagavatam sarva bhuteshya pavshet bhagavat bhava atmana bhutani bhagavati atmani esha bhagavatottama. To Nimi Maharaj, Navyogendras, to Nimi Maharaj in 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. That who perceives Krishna everywhere and in everything in Krishna, that is Uttam Bhagavat. And that Mahaprabhu described that in Bengali. Stavar jangam na dekhe, dekhe tar murti, sarvatra hoye ishta deva spurti. When he sees, he does not see stavar and jangam. He only sees spurti. Spurti means manifestation or inspiration of Krishna. Is there when he sees outside world. And then people start to think that such a person is a madman. He's retarded, mentally retarded or nervous wreck. You know, and they start making such assessment. Even one great scholar, Western scholar, he wrote many years back on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya's life. And he described that there was one saint, you know, who came in Bengal named Chaitanya, and he preached Krishna Bhakti. But towards the last part of his life, he became nervous wreck, you know. He couldn't even walk, he couldn't even talk. You know, he had no proper, you know, and then he died like that. You know, that's how he describes the whole, before Prabhupada went to the West, it was. So he described Mahaprabhu's life as the last part of his life, you know, when he was experiencing the highest ecstasy, when he fulfilled the actual mission, why he came to this world. That last 12 years of his life, this scholar described as a life of a nervous wreck, you know, life where he was completely, you know, lost and couldn't do anything properly. And if you look from an external point of view, it's true. Sheshajirailo Prabhu Dwadasha Vatsar, ಕೃಷ್ಣರ ವಿಯೋಗಸ್ಫೂರ್ತಿ ಹಯ ನಿರಂತರ್. ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಿಕಾರ ಜ್ಯೇಷ್ಠಾ ಜನ ಉದ್ಧವ ದರ್ಶನೇ ಶ್ರೀಮತರ್ ಪ್ರಭುದಶಾ ಹಯರಾತ್ರಿ ದಿನೇ. ಕವಿರಾಜ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರೈಬ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭುಸ್ ಲೈಫ್. ಹಿ ಲಿವ್ಡ್ ಫಾರ್ 48 ಇಯರ್ಸ್. ಫಸ್ಟ್ 24 ಇಯರ್ಸ್ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಇನ್ ನವದ್ವೀಪ್. ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಇನ್ ಇನಿಷಿಯಲಿ ಆರೋಗಂಟ್ ಸನ್ ಆಫ್ ಅ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣ್, ಚಾಲೆಂಜಿಂಗ್ ಎವ್ರಿಬಡಿ ಆನ್ ಗ್ರಾಮರ್, ಸಂಸ್ಕೃತ್, ಅಲಂಕಾರ. ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಮೀಟಿಂಗ್ ಈಶ್ವರ್ಪುರಿ, ಹಿ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ಲಿ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ಅ ವೈಷ್ಣವ್ ಹೂ ವಾಂಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಸರ್ವ್ ಎವ್ರಿಬಡಿ, ಆಲ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ನವದ್ವೀಪ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಆರ್ಗನೈಸ್ ಸಂಕೀರ್ತನ ಯಜ್ಞ, ದೆನ್ ಚಾನ್ ಕಾಜಿ, ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್. ದೆನ್ ಅಪ್ ಟು ಏಜ್ ಆಫ್ 24, ದೆನ್ ಇ ಟುಕ್ ಸನ್ಯಾಸ್ ಎಟ್ ಮಾಘಿ ಪೂರ್ಣಿಮಾ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ 23 ವಾಸ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್, 24 ವಾಸ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟಿಂಗ್ ಮಂತ್ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ಹಿ ಟುಕ್ ಸನ್ಯಾಸ್. ದೆನ್ ಇ ವೆಂಟ್ ಟು ಪುರಿ, ವಿ ಆಲ್ ನೋ ದ ಸ್ಟೋರಿ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಇನ್ ಪುರಿ ದ 12 ಇಯರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಲೈಫ್, ಫಸ್ಟ್ 12 ಇಯರ್ಸ್, 5 ಇಯರ್ಸ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಹಿ ಸ್ಪೆಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ಟ್ರಾವೆಲಿಂಗ್, ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಸೌತ್ ಇಂಡಿಯಾ. ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಟ್ರಿಪ್ ಟು ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ವಿಚ್ ಫೇಲ್ಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಟು ಗೋ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್. ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಥ್ರೂ ಝಾರಿಖಂಡ್ ಹಿ ವೆಂಟ್ ಟು ವೃಂದಾವನ್. ದೆನ್ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಆರ್ಗನೈಸಿಂಗ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ವುಡ್ ಕಮ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಬೆಂಗಾಲ್ ಡ್ಯೂರಿಂಗ್ ರಥಯಾತ್ರಾ ಟು ಡೂ ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಯಜ್ಞ, ಸಂಕೀರ್ತನ ಯಜ್ಞ ಇನ್ ಫ್ರಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ್. ಸೊ 12 ಇಯರ್ಸ್ ಸ್ಪೆಂಡ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್. ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ 12 ಇಯರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಶೇಷಜ ರೈಲೋ ಪ್ರಭು ದ್ವಾದಶ ವತ್ಸರ್, ಕೃಷ್ಣರ ವಿಯೋಗ ಸ್ಫೂರ್ತಿ ಹಯ ನಿರಂತರ್. ಕಾನ್ಸ್ಟೆಂಟ್ಲಿ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸಿಂಗ್ ವಿಯೋಗ. ವಿಯೋಗ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಸೆಪರೇಷನ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸ್ಫೂರ್ತಿ ಇನ್ ಇಸ್ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾನ್ಸ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಬರ್ನಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಫೀಲಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಸೆಪರೇಷನ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಕೃಷ್ಣರ ವಿಯೋಗ ಸ್ಫೂರ್ತಿ ಹಯ ನಿರಂತರ್. ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಿಕಾರ ಚೇಷ್ಟಾ ಜನ ಉದ್ಧವ ದರ್ಶನೇ ಶ್ರೀಮತರ್ ಪ್ರಭುದಶಾ ಹೈರಾತ್ರಿ ದಿನೇ. ವೆನ್ ಉದ್ಧವ ಕೇಮ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಟು ವೃಂದಾವನ್, ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸೆಂಡ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್. ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಲೆಫ್ಟ್ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ವೆಂಟ್ ಟು ಮಥುರಾ, ಹಿ ಸೆಂಡ್ ಉದ್ಧವ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಟು ಪ್ಯಾಸಿಫೈ ಬ್ರಜವಾಸೀಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸ್ಪೆಷಲಿ ಟು ಪ್ಯಾಸಿಫೈ ಗೋಪೀಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ರಾಧಾರಾಣಿ. ಸೊ ವೆನ್ ರಾಧಾರಾಣಿ ಮೆಟ್ ಉದ್ಧವ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಶಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸ್ ಬ್ಯಾಡ್ನೆಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸೆಪರೇಷನ್, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಇನ್ ದೋಸ್ 10 ವರ್ಸಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಮಧುಪಕಿತೋ ಬಂಧೋ ಮಾ ಸುಷಾಗ್ರಿ ಸಪತ್ನ್ಯ, ವೆರಿ ಫೇಮಸ್ ವರ್ಸಸ್ ಆಫ್ 10th ಕ್ಯಾಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ. ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಶಿ ಚಾಸ್ಟೈಸಿಂಗ್ ದ ಬಂಬಲ್ ಬಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಶಿ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ದೋಸ್ ಫೀಲಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ದಟ್ ಸೆಪರೇಷನ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ಇಂಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಸೆಪರೇಷನ್. ಸೊ ಶಿ ರಾಧಿಕಾರ ಚೇಷ್ಟಾ ಜನ ಉದ್ಧವ ದರ್ಶನೆ ಆಸ್ ಶಿ ಇಸ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಅ ಮ್ಯಾಡ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್. ಶೈಮತ ಪ್ರಭು ದಶಾ ಹೈ ರಾತ್ರಿ ದಿನೇ. ಸೊ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಫಾರ್ 12 ಇಯರ್ಸ್ ಡೇ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ನೈಟ್ ಹಿ ಎಕ್ಸಿಬಿಟೆಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸ್ ದೋಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟಸೀಸ್, ದೋಸ್ ದೋಸ್ ಕೈಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಚೇಷ್ಟಾ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್. ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಿಕಾರ ಚೇಷ್ಟಾ ಜನ ಉದ್ಧವ ಶೈಮತ ಪ್ರಭು ದಶಾ ದಟ್ ವಟ್ ದಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಇನ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ದಶಾ. ದಶಾ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಸಿಚುವೇಶನ್. ಫಾರ್ 12 ಇಯರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಲೈಫ್ ನೌ ವಾಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ಇಟ್? ಗಂಭೀರ ಭಿತರೆ ರಾತ್ರೆ ನಾಹಿ ನಿದ್ರಾಲವ್, ಚಿತ್ತೆ ಶಿರ ಮುಖ ಹಸೆ ಖತ ಹಯ ಸಬ್. ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಇನ್ಸೈಡ್ ಗಂಭೀರ ಸ್ಟೇಯಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ಪುರಿ, ಬಟ್ ಕುಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಸ್ಲೀಪ್ ದ ಹೋಲ್ ನೈಟ್. ಸಿಂಪ್ಟಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಅ ಮ್ಯಾಡ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್, ಡಜನ್ ಸ್ಲೀಪ್ ಇನ್ ದ ನೈಟ್. ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಡಿಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಸ್ಲೀಪ್ ಹೋಲ್ ನೈಟ್. ನಯ ನಿದ್ರಾ ಲವ್, ಹಿ ಕುಡಂಟ್ ಸ್ಲೀಪ್ ಇವನ್ ಫಾರ್ ಅ ಮೂಮೆಂಟ್. ಗಂಭೀರ ಭಿತರೆ ರಾತ್ರಿ ನಾಹಿ ನಿದ್ರಾ ಲವ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಯು ವುಡ್ ಡೂ? ಹಿ ವಿಲ್ ಸ್ಕ್ರಾಚ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಫೇಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹೆಡ್ on the wall. And by scratching, what would happen? Blood will start oozing out. Mad person. Only mad people go and scratch their head against the wall. Chitti mukha shata haya sab. Govinda, Sarup Damodar, Ramananda Rai were always scared to leave him alone. They would discuss. Mahaprabhu would discuss with them Krishna Katha. ಚಂಡಿದಾಸ್, ವಿದ್ಯಾಪತಿ, ರಾಯರ ನಾಟಕ ಗೀತಿ, ಕೃಷ್ಣದಾಸ್, ಕರ್ಣಾಮೃತ ಶ್ರೀಗೀತ ಗೋವಿಂದ, ಸ್ವರೂಪ ರಾಮಾನಂದರ್ಶನೆ, ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ರಾತ್ರಿ ದಿನೇ, ಶುನೇಗಾಯ ಪರಮಾನಂದ, ಡೇ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ನೈಟ್ ಹಿ ವುಡ್ ಸಿಟ್ ವಿತ್ ಸ್ವರೂಪ ದಾಮೋದರ್ ರಾಮಾನಂದ ರಾಯ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಇಸ್ 5 ಫೇವರೇಟ್ ಬುಕ್ಸ್, ಚಂಡಿದಾಸ್, ಪೋಯಮ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಚಂಡಿದಾಸ್, ವಿದ್ಯಾಪತಿ, ವಿದ್ಯಾಪತಿ ಅನಾದರ್ ಫೇವರೇಟ್ ಫೇಮಸ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ಪೋಯೆಟ್, ಚಂಡಿದಾಸ್, ವಿದ್ಯಾಪತಿ, ರಾಯರ ನಾಟಕ ಗೀತಿ, ರಾಮಾನಂದ ರಾಯಸ್ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ವಲ್ಲಭ ನಾಟಕ, ಕರ್ಣಾಮೃತ ಶ್ರೀಗೀತ ಗೋವಿಂದ. Krishna Karanamrita of Billavamangal Thakur and Gita Govinda of Jayadev. So he would sit with Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar, and he would hear Shune Gaya Paramananda. Sometime he would hear from them, sometime he would sing. So they would be, he would tell them after midnight, now you go back and take rest. But they were scared to leave him alone. Because if they would leave him alone, he would scratch his face against the wall. And if he scratches his face against the wall, it will become start bleeding. These were scratches. So he was very scared. They were very scared to leave him alone. A definite symptom of a mad person who would scratch one's face against the wall. Only a mad person would do it. Then, Tinadware Kapate, Prabhu Jayana Vaire, Kabu Simuwa Dware Pade, Kabu Sindunire. All the doors were closed. He would go out, and sometime he was seen, he has jumped into ocean, and he came in the net of fisherman. Or sometime he was found lying in front of Simhadwar near the Telangana cows. Who do that? Only a mad person could do that. So, Chataka Parota Dekhi, Govardhana Brahme, Dhaya Chale Artanat, Kariya Krandane. He would see Chatak Parvat and he'll remember Govardhan. And like a madman, he would rush towards Chatak Parvat, not caring for his clothes, not caring for any difficulty on the way, whether there is a thorn or a rock. Again, the symptom of a mad person. So, it appeared that behavior of perfected person as described in Srimad Bhagavatam and that of a mad person, yastu mudatamam loke, one who is mudatama, appears to be similar, same. And because of such behavior, sometime wrong conclusions, wrong inferences are drawn by people who lack that understanding, that knowledge, or that experience. Most importantly, that experience. Just like that our Western scholar was very scholarly, and he did analysis of Chaitanya's movement in Bengal quite, honestly. But since he had no such understanding, his conclusion was that Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was a very good person. He did a lot of good things. He fought against the caste system. He tried to, he is the one who started Renaissance in Bengal, social reform, so many good things. But towards the end of his life, he became a, nervous wreck. He couldn't walk. He couldn't eat. He couldn't sleep. And if you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, this is what I quoted is from Chaitanya Charitamrita, second chapter of Madhya Lila, where Kaviraj Goswami is trying to describe. He was very scared, Kaviraj Goswami, that he will not live to describe Mahaprabhu's pastimes. So he just, in one chapter, he tried to capture all of his Antya Lila. So this is, he described, this is not from some outside person, it is from Mahaprabhu's authentic biographer. So if you read these verses, you start thinking that he was definitely a nervous wreck. But that why it was happening, Kaviraj Goswami says, because Sri Radhikara Cheshta Jana Uddhava Darshane Shai Mata Prabhur Dasha Hai Ratri Dine. Because Mahaprabhu's mind was not living there. His mind was absorbed, of course, is Krishna. But we can see the example. Example is there. That his mind was absorbed in Vrindavan. There was this outside external existence was not there. It did not exist. So he would behave or talk something which will not make any sense to person who are living with him, if you don't know what was his mood. Therefore, only selected people were allowed. Swarup Damodar, Ramananda Rai, Shikhi Mehti, who could be with Mahaprabhu this part of his life, who could stay and understand what he was saying. He is telling everybody to chant Krishna, Krishna's name. This is his whole life he preached. And suddenly starts to say, now I think I should forget Krishna. Now if you hear it, it will sound complete contradiction, complete madman. What is he talking? Whole life he went around telling everybody, chant Krishna's name, chant Krishna, remember Krishna, don't forget Krishna. And Mahaprabhu himself is saying, I think I should forget Krishna. That's the best way to become happy. This is his own statement. Pingalara vachana smuti firailo prabhur mati tate kare shloka uchcharan dekhi ei upaye krishna asha chhadi diye asha chhadile sukhi hoye man. Mahaprabhu was there, suddenly remembered prostitute Pingala from Srimad Bhagavatam 11th canto. Pingala was a prostitute. One night she was standing outside of her door and waiting for a customer. So she saw one man coming, she thought he'll be my customer. But that man came, he crossed her door and went away. One person went, second person went, third person went. Not one customer she got. Whole night is over. So she felt very distressed, despondent, and started lamenting. But then she thought, why the hell I'm lamenting? What is there to lament? For a prostitute not to get a customer is a reason for lamenting? My profession is so low class, degraded. I should be ashamed of doing that profession, but I'm doing it, and on top of that I'm lamenting for not being able to do it. So what is the cause of my lamentation? Ashahi paramam dukkham, nairasham paramam sukham. That's her vachan. She said that the cause of distress is hope. Hopefulness. I am hoping to get a customer. Because of that hope, which is not fulfilled, I am feeling distressed. I am feeling despondent. So, ashahi paramam dukkham, nairasham paramam sukham. I should not have such a hope. So, Mahaprabhu remembered this shloka from Srimad Bhagavatam. Dekhi ei upaye, pingalara vachana smruti, firayila prabhur mati. It turned Mahaprabhu's mind. Tate kare shloka uchcharan. Then he chanted one verse of Bilomangal Thakur from Krishna Karnamrita. Kim kurma kasya bruma krutam krutam ashaya kathayatu kathamanyam dhanyamaho rudeshaya. So Bilomangal Thakur also is saying that better I forget Krishna, you know, in his ecstasy, this particular verse. Kim kurma kasya bruma, what should I do, whom should I tell, who will understand my heart? Enough, he said of Krishna. Better speak about somebody else. I'm tired. This is how Bilomangala, this verse of Bilomangala. So Mahaprabhu remembered that verse. So dekhi ei upaye Krishna asha chhadi diye. Asha chhadila sukhi hoye man. So what he says next? This is a very good medicine to be happy. What is that medicine? Krishna asha chhadi diye. Let me give up this Krishna, useless fellow. That's what he says. Asha chhadila sukhi hoye man. That will make me happy. If I forget Krishna, if I get him out of my mind, I'll be happy. Now this is again, we'll see, whole life this person has preached. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. He was to the point, he couldn't stop chanting when he was wanted to go and do his morning cleaning habits. Shauch, you know, going for morning cleansing, passing of stool. He couldn't stop chanting Krishna's name. He had to hold his tongue in his teeth. Like this, his tongue would not stop chanting Krishna. And he told everybody else, you can simply chant Krishna, simply chant Krishna. He's saying, one should not chant. Now hearing this, you'll think, you're definitely a mad person. How could he say something like this? In his whole life he has done it. But you have to understand, the mood, the consciousness, he was not living in the world surrounded by him. His mind, consciousness was somewhere else. It was completely absorbed in thoughts of Vrindavan, in the mood of Radharani and Krishna's pastimes of separation. So, dekhi ye upaye Krishna asha chhadi diye, asha chhadlo sukhiyo man. But there, again, next line he says, kailai hoilo smruti, chitte tar hoilo spruti, sakhire hoye kaiya vismite, jare chahi bulaite, sei suya ache chitte, e vairi nadai pasharite. Moment he said, let me forget Krishna, immediately, because this is a symptom again, a symptom of, we can probably say we can forget Krishna, we can imitate that, but second part, moment he said about Krishna, in his heart, chitta tar hoila spurti, immediately Krishna's full sweetness manifests in his heart. And in the mood of Radharani, Mahaprabhu is telling, was speaking, like, sakhire hoya kaya vismite, Ramananda and Swarup Damodar, jare chahi bulaite, whom I am trying to forget, se suya ache chitte, he's sleeping in my heart, e vairi, this enemy of mine, he said, nadai pasharite, he won't let me live in peace, it's not possible. So this is, even if one wants to forget Krishna, one wants to get him out of one's mind, it's not possible. Kato nivare chitta nivarana jai, anyapate dhaipat kanupate dhai. This is Vidyapati's song describing Radharani. He said, Radharani is saying, what can I do? I'm telling my mind to forget Krishna, not think of him. I'm trying to go somewhere else, but my legs, anyapate dhaipat kanupate dhai. My legs are dragging me towards Krishna, although I want to forget and go somewhere else. Er mor jiva hoilo ki vam, jar naam na leibo laitar naam. My tongue has become warm, become crooked. I have decided not to take that fellow's name, but my tongue is taking his name. This is very difficult. We can say we'll try to forget Krishna. We can act like Avadhuta. Therefore, Rupa Goswami has given the symptoms. What is Bhava Bhakti? He will have Anubhavas. There are 9 symptoms. Shanti avyartha kalatvam virakti manu shunyata asha bandhar samutkuntha namagani sadagruchi tadgunakhyane asakti prititad vasati sthale. These are all there to make one understand, discriminate between the madman and actually the person in whose heart Bhakti Maharani has manifested her sweetest form. So, anyway, coming back to the shloka, this passage of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is describing the symptoms and activities of perfected souls, the souls who have reached perfection of sannyas ashram. Now, sannyas ashram itself is a perfection. Sannyas means one gives up everything. Then it became a ritual. To take a sannyas became a ritual and whole thing. So then Goswamis decided to give up sannyas also. They took no sannyas. They just wore Babaji vesh. Now to take bhek, Babaji is another ritual. This is human tendency. The whole idea was not to have honor of a sannyas. But sannyasi means he has given up material world. He has no desire for any honor, comfort. Therefore, sannyasi likes to live in Himalayas. Himalayan nasta danda prarsha manasvinaya sasam prahara. First cant of Srimad Bhagavatam describes that just like a sannyasi, if he comes to the village or a city, he gets very nice care. All the gurustas, they worship him. They give him nice food. They give him nice comforts. Natural also, because he's renounced. They are bogies. They are enjoying life. So they should serve such a person. So sannyasi has got very comfortable life if he stays in village or in the city or where there are human habitat. But sannyasi likes what? Himalayas nastra danda prarsha. But he likes to stay in Himalayas. Why? Because his pleasure is in renunciation. He takes pleasure in renounced life. He doesn't take pleasure in eating nice food. He takes pleasure in having no food. And it should come to him on its own, as per God's wish. He doesn't like to have a comfortable place to stay. He loves to stay in the caves of Himalayas. Just like a real kshatriya. If he lives in his palace, he's served by Dasis, you know, servants, maid servants, everything. All nice, comfortable bed for him to rest on. But he likes to go and fight war. In the war, when his opponents hit him with their arrows, that gives him more pleasure than the softness of his bed in his palace. But that's Kshatriya. So sannyasi means he's renounced. He takes pleasure in renunciation. He takes pleasure in having no, like he describes, if you read the whole, this particular chapter, how sannyasi should not be interested in making disciples, monasteries, you know, showing off his knowledge, reading so many scriptures. Why? He should not do it for sake of doing, because he has pleasure in renunciation. He has understood this world is not worth his pursuance. It's a world of hypocrisy, this world of frustration is the only world of pain. It's not worth his pursuance. And he takes pleasure in renunciation. He takes pleasure in his in that Atma-gyan, in his own self. Even those who don't have Atma-gyan, they understand this world is not worth pursuing. Very old, before coming to Krishna, just I told about Pula Deshpande. I'll tell you one more story. Some of you are watching movies before. Now, there was one movie called Pyasa of Gurudat. Very old, 1960s, before when I was born. So in that, that hero sings a song. You know, he was a very famous poet or something. And then he was not given honor for his poetry. Then sometime he goes out and he has some dress, coat. So he puts it on one beggar and the beggar dies. Then they think that guy is dead, that Gurudat is dead. So then the publisher wants to take credit for, he knows that his poetry was very high quality poetry. And he'll get a lot of money out of it. So he wants to publish it. And saying he's dead. So they don't have to pay any royalty. And he can make the money. But he's alive. So he comes to the, at a time of, they're saying, hey, this is my poetry. So then they say, no, you are dead. You are not alive. You are somebody else. And his own brother, who had kicked him out of his house many years back, he also said, no, he's dead. Because he promises him some good chunk of money. So he said, no, he's not my brother. He's dead. Everybody disowns him. And they put him in a madman's house, madhouse. And they lock him up there and they want to publish and make money because, this poetry was very high quality poetry. Some other he escapes from that place. And at a time of publication of this ceremony, he happens to come there. In the meantime, what happens? Another publisher contacts his brother. So his brother thinks he'll make more money with that publisher. Then he says, no, he's my brother, he's alive. He's my brother. He changes his version. So Gurudat goes there and he really stands and he gets so frustrated with the whole hypocrisy of this world. And then he says, there is a song, "E duniya agar mil bhi jaye to kya hai." So I don't want this world. This world is useless. I don't want this world. This world of hypocrisy. E mehlo, e tajo, e takto, e tajo ki duniya. ए इंसा के दुश्मन, इंसा के दुश्मन समाजों की दुनिया, ए दौलत की भूखी रिवाजों की दुनिया, ए दुनिया अगर मिल भी जाए तो क्या है? And he walks out of that ceremony. It's a frustrating world. He said, he has his poetry. They made him dead. They made him alive again. Just for sake of दौलत की भूखी रिवाजों की दुनिया. So even he understood that his world is not worth pursuing. And they're telling him, no, he said, no, I'm dead. He says, I'm dead. I'm not this person, somebody else. He spits on his brother's face and walks out of that function. So similarly, those Atma-gyanis who are far more, realized, they also, this world is not world of pursuance. So their mind is absorbed in self. I don't know what exactly it is, how the yogis and gyanis, what impersonal Brahman absorption they have. But they have some absorption for sure. Therefore, they could renounce. There are many great Advaitis. There are many great yogis who had shown that symptom of complete renunciation and detachment and no attraction. Even the person who wrote commentary on Shankaracharya's Sharirik Bhashya, What's his name? He was from... No, Madhusudan Saraswati later on, before that. First one. First commentator. I forgot his name. He's from Varanasi. He wrote Bhamati. His commentator's name is Bhamati. His wife's name was Bhamati. So he was so absorbed in writing his bhashya, he didn't know what he was doing. He was just eating out of habit. So one day, there was no light. So he was writing and he could not see. So one lady came and she put a lamp. So he was very grateful to her. He looked at her and said, "Thank you." And then he asked him, "By the way, who are you?" He said, "Oh, you don't know who I am? I am your wife." Then he got, so he said, "Oh, I spoiled your life completely, Dikshit, I forgot his name. I've spoiled your life." So then I said, "Okay, at least I'll make you immortal. I'll give my commentary your name." And that's how he gave name Bhamati to his commentary. His mind was so absorbed in writing his commentary that he was forgetful of his own life, his wife, his family, everything. So that happened. I don't know what else, how their mind gets absorbed. And here we can see example of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Bhaktivinoda Thakur and others. That their mind is so absorbed in some other world, like here is world of Krishna, that there was no remembrance or consciousness of the world which exists around them. And therefore their activities would naturally be activities which are uncivilized, improper, which civilized world doesn't expect out of a gentleman. And that's exactly what mad people do. So therefore these symptoms, these activities, this behavioral pattern appear to be similar. Anyway, I think 9:15 now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Anybody has any question? I'll just chant the verse again. Atmanubhuto tam mayam juhyat satyadruk muni tato niriho viramet svanubhutyat manistita. A learned, thoughtful person must realize that material existence is illusion. This is possible only by self-realization. A self-realized person who has actually seen the results should retire from all material activities, being situated in self-realization. Anybody have any comments or questions?
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhu. Very spontaneously from your heart and manifested the consciousness of a self-realized.
And I think your definite illusions are there.
Worldly purport.
I thought temple is a place where illusions are dispelled. Now I think temple is a place where illusions are created.
At least your class didn't reveal that. And you utilize even the worldly examples and brought out the essence, that is a saragrahi, using it in Krishna's service. Just one, throughout this chapter, there is one thought that was always coming to my mind, that we understand that a completely self-realized soul, like Prahlad Maharaj, who is talking to him, he is meeting him, he is also equally self-realized. And he is traveling all over to meet such great saintly people. And actually, also he was preaching and managing the affairs on behalf of the Lord. While this person is completely on his own, waiting whatever the Lord sends. So, is it a lesser level, or Prahlad was at a higher level, or is it something like a Bhajanandi and Goshchanandi? If he knew all this, that positive engagement is the higher, why was he just lying and waiting for the Lord to serve him in that sense? So, well, what was his level?
How much time we have? Yeah, no. It's a very, very, very important, troubling question which Prabhuji has raised. And most of the managers like us, like me, would say, no, serving like this is higher. Prabhupada said, and you know, there are many instructions. Arjuna was not thinking of Krishna while fighting the war. Examples are there. But I can give you my honest opinion. It may not be the right answer, but what I gather from my reading of Shastra and my understanding of scriptures. Lying down in the field is not necessarily not doing service to Krishna. It is not that simply by physically doing some activities you do service to Krishna. We tend to think like that. But ultimately, Rupa Goswami says, all the different angas of bhakti which he has described, 64 angas, they are smartam satatam Vishnu vismartam na jatuchit. Ultimately, all of that, the real governing principle which governs all those activities which we do, even the Navida Bhakti is ultimately Smartavyam Satatam Vishnu Vismartavyam Na Jatuchit. Remembering Krishna always and not forgetting Him. That remembrance when becomes steady, Dhruva Anusmruti. Anusmruti becomes Dhruva, Dhruda. That's how one makes advancements, goes to the level of Samadhi. And that anusmruti of Krishna in the cleansed heart, Krishna's qualities, Krishna's name, Krishna's pastimes gets relished. So it will not be wrong, in my assessment, it's wrong to say that he was just lying there waiting, means he was not doing devotional service. If there was, and I think there was definitely, a continuous anusmruti of Krishna in his heart, he was performing service, because not necessarily the service has to be performed in a physical way. The service could come in that anusmruti also, in that remembrance to serve Krishna. Like Mahaprabhu's last few years of his life, then we can say that last few years of his life, he was not serving Krishna. No, he was. Yes, he was relishing Krishna's pastime, but in that pastime, he was assisting gopis, assisting Radharani in Krishna's service. Even he's chastising Krishna, saying, I want to forget you. Is Krishna's service. But what is service ultimately to Krishna? Service means an act. Bhaja dhatu sevayam. What bhakti comes from? Dhatu bhaja. Bhaja dhatu means sevayam, means to do serve. Serve means what? To please him, to make him happy. Priya jadi mana kare kare na vatsan, koti veda suti haite shai hare moraman. Mahaprabhu Kaviraj Goswami describes Krishna's mood. He said, when the gopis, Radharani, she says, bharsan, she says, you know, chastises me, telling me to get lost, throw me out of their company. Krishna says, that pleases me more than koti veda stuti, than the millions of veda stuti. Glorifying Krishna is one of the angas of bhakti. But this pleases him more. Kodi Vedasuti Haita Shaim Hare Moramon. So even Mahaprabhu is saying, I want to forget Krishna. Can you get out of my mind, please? That is pleasing Krishna more than maybe chanting of mine, you know, 16 rounds sitting. Because that brings more pleasure to Krishna than mine. So just because this Avadhut was lying and doing nothing, it may not be right to conclude that he was not serving Krishna. He was definitely engaged in Krishna's service in some way or the other, whether it was in what Shantaras or what Ras, we don't know, not described. And somewhere there was, therefore, person like Prahlad Maharaj went to him. This is the one aspect of it I would like to highlight. Secondly, but this activity is something which should not be or cannot be imitated. There has to be that inner realization, inner happiness in performing those acts. There has to be inner realization inside spurti. If not, then one will not last in that position for long. And secondly, it will be a pretense. A pretense will not take us anywhere. Devotional service is not make-believe theology. It's something which has to be experienced, which was experienced by Goswamis of Vrindavan and other great acharyas, Narottam Das Thakur, and down the line. And it is for all of us to realize it. But there is adhikar vichar. There is a question of qualification. One cannot falsely imitate. Jiva Goswami says that aspects of bhakti are Swarupa Siddha, Sangha Siddha, and third one, Aroba Siddha. So bhakti perform three varieties. Aroba Siddha, one you put, Swarupa Siddha means chanting, hearing, remembering, reading Bhagavatam, which is Swarupa Siddha, which is bhakti in itself. Sangha Siddha means by association of bhakti, like you take bath. Taking bath is not bhakti, but you take bath to come to temple. So it becomes a bhakti. Or you dress, or you do certain acts with desire to please Krishna, to do Swarupa Siddha bhakti, it becomes Sangha Siddha. Aroba Siddha bhakti, like you do some karma, you go do business, you go to court and fight court cases. And then on that, you impose bhakti because that is engaged in Krishna's service. Results are coming to Krishna. It becomes Aroba Siddha bhakti. So Jiva Goswami says, Bhakti Sandarbha, out of these three, Swarupa Siddha bhakti is the highest. We cannot substitute this by the other two. As far as sadhaka is concerned, Swarupa Siddha bhakti remains the most important part of the bhakti. Now while performing that bhakti, when one comes to the platform of, you know, higher stage of bhava or by spontaneity, then one may start, need not necessarily be bound by these regulations. Like this particular person of who was lying on the avadhuta whom Prahlad Maharaj met. But the principle which governed even Swarupa Siddha Bhakti, which is remembering Krishna and not forgetting Krishna, was constantly present in the heart of such a person. So therefore, that remains the highest. All of us, at least for me, yes, we are performing many devotional services in order to one day achieve that. Because 24 hours to be engaged in hearing and chanting is not easy. Even if one try, it will be very difficult. It needs certain level of sattva-gun. It needs certain level of taste. I'll tell you example of Narayan Maharaj's guru. Keshav Maharaj was very, he was from a Jamindar family, landlord's family. You know, they were big Jamindars of Bengal. So when he joined Gaudiya Math, they had a lot of properties. So he used to go on a horse and take care of all the properties, you know, and get into trouble, take care of the Muslims, is that, a lot of problems in Mayapur. So he was like a landlord on behalf of Gaudiya Math, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Then there's another devotee, you know, who was doing nothing. He just sit and chant. So one day, Keshav Maharaj complained to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. What is this? You know, he's doing nothing, just sits and chants. I am going on horse, doing, you know, so much work. You know, he was still taking headache. So this is not very nice. So, he said, okay, so what do you want? Do you want to do like him? Yes. He said, yes. Okay, fine. He gave him a room. You sit here and whole day chant. Even prasad, you don't come. My servant will bring and give you a plate of prasad. You just eat and chant. Okay, he was very happy. Yes, very good. I am very happy, I can do. So he stayed there. Few days went. He couldn't do, he went back. No, Guru Maharaj. He said, it's not easy to sit down in one place and chant. It may be, it sounds easy to speak, but to sit down and perform. One devotee came from, one American black body devotee came, and he wanted to do that. He said, okay, go and do it. 15 days, 1 month, and ran away. It is not easy to continuously chant Krishna's name. It is not easy to continuously read Bhagavatam. Really. You know, if you just an excuse you want to give or give class and collect some money and get some name fame, that may be easier. But really be absorbed and be interested in relishing Srimad Bhagavatam. Like Mahaprabhu, he heard day after day, every day Srimad Bhagavatam. In the sabha of at Tota Gopinath, at Gadadhar Pandit Sabha. Same Dhruva Akhyan, 100 times. You can't do that. You know, you get tired. You have same day, what day to hear. We'll feel like that because there's no relishment. Some interest is there, but if you're irrelishment, every word, like Narad Muni told Maharaj Prachin Varishat, Taye Bhivante Vitrusha Nupagada Karne, Tana Smushan Tashantruta Vayashoka Moha. Well, that Tasmin Mahan Mukhrita Madhubish Charitra Piyush Shesha Sarita Parito Stravanti, Taye Bhivante Vitrusha Nupagada Karne, Tana Smushan Tashantruta Vayashoka Moha. In that, from when such a nectar of Krishna Katha flows from the mouth of that Mahat, Mahan, Devotee, Bhagavat, Tasmin Mahan Makurita Madhubish Charitra, Piyusha Shesha Sarita Paritos Ravanti. It's like an ocean, it's like a river flowing in 10 directions. Taye Pivanti Avitrusho Nrupagada Karnai. And one who drinks it, Avitrusho, with constant desire, with thirst, to such a person, Tanas Pushanti Ashantruta Bhaya Shoka Moha, such a person, Ashantrut Bhaya Shoka and Moha will not touch. Hunger, thirst, fear, lamentation and illusion will not touch. An example is there, Parikshit Maharaj, he sat down 7 days non-stop. He says, he was worried, Shukadeva Goswami, Aray Baba is a king, he ruled the world, he had all the comforts in his life, he's sitting here without water, without sleep, without food. Maybe we should take break. He said, no break, keep, continue. Because Parikshit was on a stage of Shanti, he was on a already crossed Bhava stage. Dijyopasushra kukas takshako va dashatu alam gayata vishnu gatha. Let that takshaka come and bite me, I don't care. As long as you are chanting Vishnu Gatha. Dashatu alam gayata Vishnu Gatha. This is, Rupa Goswami says, this is a symptom of Kshanti, stage of Bhava. It's not easy to sit down and hear like that. Even if prasadam is provided 3 times a day, best prasad. not possible to sit down and hear. It needs sattva guna. Bhava means shuddha sattva visheshatma prema suryamsha samya bhag. So therefore, by externals we cannot really judge. But maybe for that avadhu to lie down and be absorbed in Krishna's thought was service to Krishna. For Arjuna maybe it is to shoot arrows in battle of Kurukshetra. For Radharani maybe to chastise Krishna. For Daruka to drive his chariot. So idea is that activity has to have that unmotivated, selfless desire to please Krishna, which is really symptomized in that last verse of Shikshashtakam. Ashlishava padaratam pinashta. Ma madarshanat marmatam karotuva. That whether you Shada Gopinath ji ki jai. Whether you embrace me or you crush me, my desire is to please you. That commitment, that burning feeling from the heart, that apart from pleasing Krishna, there is no other thing in the heart. Which is not easy. Which is not. We can't imitate. We can't create that. When that such a burning desire is there in the heart, whatever activities that person is doing, whether he's lying like a avadhuta or shooting arrows in fields of Kurukshetra or offering, you know, panchapakwana like Haridas Shastri to Baki Bihari or offering uncooked chapati of Rupa Goswami without salt, Sanatana Goswami to Krishna, that will not really be deciding criterion or cannot be the one which will decide it. So ultimately, bhakti is devotee's giving of his heart to Krishna. His burning desire that no matter what, I have to please him, make him happy, please, his pleasure. Kevala vanchi tara sukho nagani apan sukho. As Radharani said, if I simply want his happiness, if he wants, if he'll be happy, I'll go and take Chandravali, I'll beg at her feet, fall at her feet, and take her to Krishna, even if she's my rival. If Krishna is happy. So that's what really is, that's where it stands. I don't know whether I answered your question, but what I'm trying to say is that because Prahlad Maharaj was managing the universe, was he superior or Avadhuta was lying, doing nothing? He was superior. So the managing universe is not superior, lying without doing anything is not superior. Where superiority is the burning desire, that heart, which was constantly craving to please Krishna, to bring happiness to him. That was deciding criterion. Because that criteria, that feeling manifested in the highest form in the Braja Gopis, they are considered highest. Where they did not consider their own pleasure, their own satisfaction. Separation was so harmful, it was worse than death, but they maintained their body. Why? If I die, Krishna will be displeased. He will get distressed. Therefore, body and soul should be kept together. Although the fire of burning was so strong, so intense. So that's the mood, that mood of a devotee, that mood of person, that's probably will be deciding factor. Not a particular external situation one is put in. Now, having said this, again, as Rupa Goswami has cautioned us very strongly, that most of us, we can't say all, have to just worship this verses, worship these symptoms, and never ever think of imitating it or put ourselves into illusion of thinking that something like that is happening. Because it is not, every time it happens, the best criteria is to see our attachment for sense gratification, our attachment for sensual pleasure, our attachment for name, fame and glory, our attachment for admiration from others. We get to ask sincerely to our heart, if such desires are there, then this kind of things won't manifest. What manifests probably is some kind of reflection, what Rupa Goswami calls Ratyabhas, either Pratibimba or Chaya, either reflection or shadow. It cannot be the real essence of bhakti, because it can only happen when the heart is completely cleansed of all the anarthas. At least what Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, Praika. If not all, almost, maybe small, at the stage of bhava, there could be something. Because only at a stage when see Krishna Pada Prapti, Atyantiki. Because anarthas, there are five stages anarthas go away. Ekadesha Vartini, Bahudesha Vartini, Praiki, Purna, Atyantiki. So Ekadesha Vartini, Bahudesha Vartini, those anarthas they go at a stage of Bhajana Kriya, at a stage of Nishtha Ruchi. So at a stage of only Bhava, and prema, praiki and purna, most of it goes. So unless anarthas are gone, there are anarthas, expectation of respect from others, expectation of honor and gross sense gratification. If such desires are there, that means the anartha is there. Nothing to feel bad, nothing to feel dejected. It's natural. Everybody will have it. It's not a sin. But we have to recognize that and understand, we have to work on it to get it out of our heart with the ultimate desire that yes, this will go one day completely. And while this is in our heart, we shouldn't allow our mind to cheat us to think that we are actually, our actions are all motivated for pure pleasure of Krishna. We have to ask ourselves the question, whether such desires, such symptoms are there in the heart, and practically analyze it. Because bhakti means introspection. It has to, it is not an external act. అన్యాభిలాషిత శూన్యం జ్ఞానకర్మ అనావృత్తం అనుకూలైన కృష్ణానుశీలనం భక్తి ఉత్తమ. ఫేవరబ్లీ యాక్టింగ్ టు ప్లీజ్ కృష్ణ, దట్ ఫేవరబుల్ ఇట్ ఈస్ వాట్ రియలీ గవర్న్స్ ఇట్. సో దాట్ ఫేవరబుల్ యాటిట్యూడ్ టు కృష్ణ ఇస్ అవర్ యాక్టివిటీస్ ఆర్ ఫుల్ఫిల్లింగ్ దిస్ క్రైటేరియా టు స్టార్ట్ లైక్ ప్రభుపాద సేడ్ స్టార్ట్స్ ద భక్తి, భక్తి యోగా స్టార్ట్స్ హియర్. సో రియల్ భక్తి ఇస్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ భావభక్తి ఆర్ ప్రేమ భక్తి, నాట్ వైది, నాట్ సాధన. ఇట్ ఓన్లీ హ్యాపన్ అట్ దాట్ స్టేజ్. సో దాట్ యూ హెవ్ టు బి వెరీ వెరీ కేర్ఫుల్. వీ హావ్ బీన్ వార్న్డ్ అగైన్ అండ్ అగైన్ బై ఆచార్యస్ విశ్వనాథ చక్రవర్తి ఠాకూర్, తరంగ రంగిణి, తరంగాజ భక్తి, భక్తి ఇస్ ఓషన్, ద సాధక హ్యాస్ టు డైవ్ డీప్ టు రిలీజ్ దిస్ ఓషన్ టు గెట్ రియల్ సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ భక్తి. బట్ దెర్ ఆర్ తరంగాస్, దెర్ ఆర్ వేవ్స్ లైక్ పూజా లా ప్రతిష్ట, పీపుల్ విల్ కమ్, యూ స్పీక్ సమ్ లిటిల్, జస్ట్ నో యూఆర్ సేయింగ్ దట్ ఐ ఫుల్లీ రియలైజ్, ఐ కోటెడ్ ఫ్యూ వర్సెస్, ఐ బికమ్ ఫుల్లీ రియలైజ్. అండ్ దెన్ సమ్ టైమ్ యు నో యువర్ మైండ్ థింక్ యా యా నౌ రాధా గోపీనాథ్ ప్రభు సచ్ అడ్వాన్స్ డ్యూ థింగ్స్ ఐఎమ్ సెల్ఫ్ అండ్ ఐ మస్ట్ బి సెల్ఫ్ రియలైజ్ మేబీ ఐ డోంట్ నో బట్ యూ నో. సో మై ఫీలింగ్స్ ఆర్ ప్యూర్లీ కమింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శుద్ధ సత్వ విశేషాత్మ, నో డౌట్ అబౌట్ ఇట్. హియస్ కన్ఫర్మ్డ్ ఇట్, ఐ హ్యాడ్ సమ్ డౌట్స్ బట్ నౌ కన్ఫర్మ్. సో దెన్ తరంగా, దిస్ తరంగా విల్ టేక్ అవే తరంగ రంగిణి. యూ మే ఫాలో ఫోర్ రెగ్యులేటరీ ప్రిన్సిపల్స్, చాంటింగ్ సిక్స్ రౌండ్స్, యూనో కంట్రోలింగ్ సెక్స్ డిజైర్, ఇట్స్ డిఫికల్ట్ బట్ ఇస్ యూనో ఇట్స్ నాట్ రియలీ సచ్ అ గ్రేట్ అచీవ్మెంట్, యూనో నో వేర్ నియర్ వాట్ కృష్ణ ఈజ్ ఆఫరింగ్ అస్. సో ఐ చాంటెడ్ టు 30 ఇయర్స్ 16 రౌండ్స్ ఎవ్రీ డే ఫాలో ప్రిన్సిపల్స్. నో ఇట్స్ నాట్ దట్ ఈజీ. దోస్ డిజైర్స్ హ్యావ్ టు బి రిమూవ్డ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద హార్ట్ and is tarangas of bhakti by giving certain class, or that's why it says somewhere here before or after some shlokas one shouldn't read too many books, quote so many shlokas, this anarthas will come for sadhaka who wants to achieve. They are dangerous, the scholarship brings pride. No, all these people, they understand how great, how self realized, how realized person I am. They all appreciating, they are Vaishnavas, they are not foolish people. They are saying it must be true, Vaishnavas don't tell lies. So you know, the mind is like that. Mind is there to trick us, to take us, take away, you know, us from reality, and any excuse is there good enough. So one has to, that's why it's Shurasya Dhara, walking on the blade. Little bit here and there will get cut. So very carefully, introspection, analyzing what is really happening within, why am I acting like this, is really completely with desire to please Krishna, or there is some other elements are there along with pleasing Krishna. Maybe pleasing Krishna is there, but not one and only criteria, there is something else mix. Such thing is there, then that means there is some anartha. I mean, such anarthas are there, whether they are gross, sensual pleasure, or subtle, pujala pratishta, bhava bhakti will not manifest. Not possible. What manifests, what pleasures, what thing we get is only ratya bhas, reflection of rati, reflection of bhava. Could be Pratibimba, could be Chaya, could be something else. They says, sometime Rupa Goswami says, Pichilantakaran, those whose heart is slippery. You know, even the playing of Mrudanga gives them ecstasy. It's not same as Mahaprabhu's, you know, Mahaprabhu Kirtan Nutta Gita, Vadit Ramajana Mursa. Romance, that's not Romance Kampancha. That Kampa is different than this Kampa. Sometime you hear nice Mrudanga and your heart is Pichil, then you get suddenly some ecstasy. It happened, I don't know, it happened to me sometime, I don't know, it happened to you also, I'm sure, some of you. It's not ecstasy of bhava. It is not romance kampa shrutaranga bhaja, not that romance kampa. So that Roma will come, what is sattvic vikar, sattvic bhavas? They come from shuddha sattva. This is defined by Rupa Goswami, I don't remember the verse. So ashtasattvic vikars, they'll manifest. Otherwise, it is just again reflection. It is not real sattvic vikars. I think I addressed your question.
Yes.
Little elaboration. Okay. I spoke too much. Okay, that's a good compliment. Any other comment? Mr. Kula, I think it's getting late, huh? Rantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Premanandari.